and welcome to another episode of the Into the Halo podcast. It's been a bit of a hiatus, and we're sorry for that, but we are back with an amazing show for you today. As always, we have three amazing hosts. I am Kimberly.
I'm Sheila.
And I am Kevin. And yes, as Kimberly said, we have a special one for you folks. If you've been on social media, you have probably become aware of the upcoming Warrior Nun convention. It's taking place in February over in the UK. So we were very blessed to be able to talk to a couple of the folks behind the convention. As you'll hear coming up, Pauline and Angela joined us. They'll be sharing lots of details about the convention. Some fun stuff. Even if you're not planning to attend, I still think you'll enjoy hearing some more details about who's going to be there and some of the events that will be taking place. So it's a great way to learn a lot more about the con. As someone who's been able to attend a couple of previous conventions where these folks were running the con, I know I had a great time. So did the folks who were there. So very high hopes for this one being a ton of fun. And while I won't be, unfortunately, able to attend, I do know a couple of other people who will be there.
Yes, and we are very excited to announce here that we are going to be moderating all the panels at the convention. So if you're going to be attending, Kimberly and I will be there, and we will see you there.
And that is awesome. Next best thing for me, certainly, if I can't be there, is to know that you folks will. And I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun for everyone, attendees, cast members, you folks. Maybe we'll get a chance to regroup afterwards, too, to even recap things and talk about it as we look at some of our upcoming podcasts there, too. So lots of great stuff there. But before we get in the future with that, we want you to kick back, get comfortable, get a chance to learn more about the con, and we'll turn it over to our guests to get more details. Thanks for listening, folks.
Hi, everyone. This is Kimberly. We are thrilled to be joined today by Angela and Pauline from the Halo Bear UK convention. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, everyone.
Hi. Glad to be here.
Right. Well, we are very excited. And we wanted to actually ask you, what made you decide to do a Warrior Nun convention?
I'll answer this one. It's Angela here. One of the things about our conventions are that we like to focus on fandoms that are smaller, shows that need support, that maybe haven't had the full run that they deserve. And we feel that we want to give attendees the chance to meet the cast, show their support, the passion for the show.
You've done a lot of really good conventions in the past where you've, you know, reached out for us. Is there something specific about Warrior Nun that the two of you kind of gravitated to and wanted to lift up?
I think for us, we thought it was something a bit different, the show. We felt that, you know, it had this kind of supernatural feel, but also because of the way that the show is set, you know, that there was something about it that drew us. I mean, so many people saying, listen, you've got to do a convention for Warrior Nun. It's got the best cast. It's got great storylines. And that was one of the main reasons. And of course, especially in the LGBTQ community, there are a lot of events that we feel, you know, we have to help support the community and be a part of the community, and also to help support these shows to stay on the air, especially at the moment. As we know, there's so many shows being taken off the air, and if we can support the shows and also be able to give the fans a chance to come together, meet each other, and of course they've always got ideas about how to save the show. And as we know, Warrior Nun has gone through that. There has been complications, as we know, but that doesn't take away from how great the fans are and how much passion and enthusiasm they have for everything that's Warrior Nun, really.
Yeah, no, so it's Pauline here. Just wanted to follow up from what Angela was saying, and it was exactly that. The fandoms that are, or the fans that are in our other fandoms at the moment, just pointed out that Warrior Nun was the one. You know, it's such a great little show. As you said, fantastic cast. So we wanted to create something for them, which was designated, as Angela mentioned, for them specifically. And so, yeah, so that was the concept of this for it.
Well, that's great. And this is the first Warrior Nun Con. So why don't you give our listening audience some general information about when this fabulous con is going to be?
Certainly. So the event is going to take place on the 23rd to the 25th of February, 24. It's going to be taking place at the Hilton Terminal 5, London Heathrow. As it stands at the moment, we have 5 guests announced, with another one to be announced shortly. So we have Olivia Delcan, we have Sylvia DeFranti, we have Toya Turner, we have Christina Tonteri-Young, and we have Tristan Ulloa attending.
Well, that's a great lineup to have. That's certainly going to be a wonderful opportunity to see so many of the folks from the cast together in one place.
Yes, absolutely. And we've got, you know, as per our other events, we have lots of fun things organised. You know, there'll be the standard convention, you know, fun things like have your photograph sessions. You know, we can have photographs with the guests. We have autograph sessions where you can have your items signed by the cast. And then we'll have meet and greet. You can sit in a room with the guests, have a chat with them, ask some questions. And we also have some fun things that we're bringing in this year, where we now have a great event company who's going to be doing Crazy Bingo on the Sunday. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we also have a quiz being done by none other than our lovely host today. And then on the Saturday, we have things like a cosplay competition. We have a disco. So there's lots of fun things happening the whole weekend.
So you did mention you had 5 guests announced, which is an amazing lineup. But you said there was one other, and you just kind of let that like linger out there. Can I just beg you for
absolutely.
A
hint? Can't give too much away.
No well, hints then, huh?
No hints. We have one more guest. We hope to have
female.
We have one more.
That narrows it down.
We have one more guest.
Cool.
When do we hope to have that guest finalised, Pauline? Because you know more than me.
I'm hoping within just in the next week or so. So I'm almost there.
So really, we should be paying attention to all of the socials that you will be giving us later in the interview to know when this guest is announced.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And we love to put out a few hints here and there. So always keeps everybody on their toes. They love a couple of hints in the fandom, and it gets them all, you know, gets them all riled up and start guessing who it is. And we get lots of direct messages. Who is it? Can you tell us who it is yet? Can you give us a clue?
Was my hint not good enough?
I'm sorry,
so now I'm not narrowing down, people. Come on.
It's like I feel bad now for like all those responses on your threads that I put out there.
So it was you?
I plead the fifth.
Now, for those folks who haven't attended one of your conventions before, I mean, this isn't the first time you folks have put together a con. I've had the great pleasure of being there before, so. You've covered other fandoms and multi-fandom, haven't you?
Yes, that's correct. So we had Fan Fusion last year. That was a great weekend. We had Emily Andras. We had Rennie O'Connor, Zoe Palmer, you know, and many others. And that was a great weekend that we had. And then, of course, we had our ERP event in August this year. So, again, that was a busy, you know, hectic weekend, but it's always a lot of fun. And we have several other events happening this year. So, yeah, we have a pretty busy schedule event-wise. We've got 3 events, including Halo Bearer UK, and we also have a virtual event. So we have Fan Fusion 2 It was scheduled for March, but it's moving date to nearer the end of the year. More details to follow. And we also have our Fan Fusion to the Rescue. So that's our convention for Grey's Anatomy, 911 and Station 19. And all the sort of dates are available on the website. I believe there'll also be some links to our socials given on the podcast, so you'll be able to be pointed in the right direction to where you can find all the information.
So just for the sake of those listening, what is your main website, Ange?
So the main website is fanfusionuk.com.
Okay, I found this on the web for Fusion.
Ready phone? Oh my God.
Thank you.
Your phone is so excited. It's going there right now, folks.
It's like Alexa's like, send me to Fan Fusion UK.
It's got flashing in the corner of my eye. And I went, oh, I thought, any other time you ask it to do something, it ignores you. The one time you don't want it to go off, it's going, Siri. And then you're like, bloody thing. I'm putting it, I'm hiding it now away.
Your phone is in timeout.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that there were autograph sessions, photo sessions, meet and greets, and all this fun stuff. Which ones would require tickets, and are tickets available now? And which ones are included with the entry ticket to get into the actual event? Because I'm assuming they need a ticket to get into the event to then purchase, you know, autographs, photos, and everything else at the event.
That's correct. So we have different levels of tickets, and they all have various extras included in them. So we range from day tickets, and that is an entry ticket only. So you're still able to go and see the panels on that day. You can join in at night if there's a disco, if you've got a Saturday ticket, on the cosplay. We have tickets like Demon Hunter. That is a basic entry ticket only. And then you go into things like Divinium. We've got VIP. We've got Halo. And a lot of those tickets have things like autographs. Some have a cast photo included. Some have a solo photo. Some of them you get things like posters. And on the website, it gives you full details of everything that's included with that ticket. Now, you can buy extras. So if you want to have a duo photo or more solo photos, you can go onto the ticket shop via the website and you'll be able to purchase. You do need to have a ticket for photographs, autographs, meet and greets. Panels are all free, included in your ticket. That also applies to the nighttime events, so the quiz, the crazy bingo, cosplay, disco, they're all included free in your ticket. So it's basically anything extra you want to purchase, but you do need an entrance ticket to be able to get into the convention area. And a reminder as well, if you purchase a child ticket, there must be an adult with an adult convention ticket to accompany them.
So just real quick to clarify the ticket situation, are there tickets still on sale, like entry tickets, you know, photo ops, autographs, or are they not on sale? Is there a deadline?
At the present time, yes, we have convention tickets and extras are all still live on the website. We would say to people and remind them that these will all come off sale on the 9th of February as we have to prepare for the convention. So the 9th of February, that's the final date that you can purchase your convention ticket. We will have limited extras on sale at the event, but to be sure that you have the extras you want with your favourites, we would suggest that you purchase them before extras close.
Well, that's a lot of great information. So because there's so many different events going on, is there going to be a final schedule released closer to the convention that will be available?
Yes. As you can understand at the moment, whilst we're waiting for the final guest, we have a draft schedule. So this is worked out on photographs, autographs. You know, it's getting everything streamlined into the weekend. And what normally happens is a couple of weeks before the event, we'll release that schedule. And that will tell everybody exactly what is happening when over the weekend. Now, a lot of people might worry about clashes with things like photographs. So if they have a photograph with all of their favourites, how do they suddenly go from, you know, one photograph to another session to another? And we help you to manage that. I guess it's trying to remember that there's several hundred people who are all waiting for a photograph, so you're not going to be expected to see six people at the one time to have a photograph. And we have plenty of crew on hand to help you manage that if you suddenly find that you've got two photographs that are happening at the same time. That will all be closely managed for you, so you can buy the photographs with whoever you like and not have to worry that you might not get that photograph because you might have a clash. Same with meet and greet. If there's a meet and greet happening while you're due to have a photograph, we just say to you, speak to a member of crew before the meet and greet, and we'll put you through your photograph first before your meet and greet starts. So again, you can feel free to purchase, you know, plenty of extras. You don't need to worry about clashes. The only clash that we would say you have to be worried about is meet and greets. And we say to people, try and spread them out. So maybe have one meet and greet with somebody on the Saturday, but then Tuesday, Sunday, if you're wanting a meet and greet with a different guest. If you suddenly find that you've got five meet and greets, you know, on the same day, there's a chance that you're going to have a clash in there. So we always say to people, just be careful how many meet and greets you buy on the one day.
So when you're telling people to go see crew, just to clear, you know, and make it really clear who they can go to, are they going to have like different t-shirts, something that delineates them from the average con goer?
Yes, our crew will all have red t-shirts on. We will also have volunteers. We've been very lucky with the fandom. We've had a lot of volunteer attendees reach out, and they will have an armband on. So it's like a yellow sort of armband. So they'll be able to identify those are the people that will be able to assist them.
That's awesome. And so each day when the con changes, is there going to be like a flyer or an update or something that will be physically available for individuals to see the new, like the schedule for that day, if there had been any changes? Because we all know that, you know, things happen, life happens. So at any time, something can switch at the con while we're at the con. So is there an update? Like every day, would you have some place to put an update out or notify everybody if something has changed?
So during the days, there will be available updates, not only online, but in person. So we do have a specialty, like, can't think of, like, you know, like a help desk. And that's where any changes will not only be noted on a board, but will also be announced on this, you know, during the stage or during the stage talks, but also it will be available online. There will be printed schedules for the day, so you don't have to check, you know, not only do we release those online before the event, but at the event, you'll also have one available to you. Any changes due to whatever reason, because, you know, life is life. Any changes that have happened will be on the brand new schedule that will be available to you when you collect your tickets.
Yeah, having been involved in some of your previous events, it's wonderful the time and effort you folks and the crew and the volunteers put into making sure everybody has a great convention. So it's an amazing atmosphere, energy that is there at these conventions when you get some passionate fans together and some folks who are working very hard to allow them to have a great time. So having been there myself at other events you folks have put on, I've seen it firsthand. So it's going to be great to see this for the Warrior Nun fans.
And this is actually going to be the first UK con for Kimberly and I. So we are excited to be there too. Do you have any advice for first timers or newbies about attending their first UK con?
I mean, with conventions, there's always lots of little snippets of information that can help people over the weekend. And one of the first ones I would say is enjoy yourself, have fun, and just breathe. The weekend goes very quickly, and before you know it, it's Sunday night, you're exhausted, and you think, where did the weekend go? So that would be the first piece of advice, is just enjoy the weekend. And a lot of people are worried about coming alone. And that's the fun thing about conventions. You might come alone, but you'll always speak to somebody, make new friends, whether it's in the line, you know, waiting for a photograph, you chat to people, you all have a common interest. That's a, you know, that's a great starting point to make new friends and raise up, you know, kind of chats. We have our icebreaker on the Friday afternoon, and that's something we always do so that people who are coming alone or, you know, it's their first convention, feel a bit nervous. We have like a small group where you can sit and do some fun things like chat to, you know, other attendees. Sometimes we have little crafting sessions. You can make friendship bracelets. It's just really to ease you in over the weekend. The other thing is hydrate. Make sure that you're drinking, that you're eating. You bring any medication, if you wish to do so, that you bring a mask. We always encourage hand sanitizer because we do still live in a COVID world. The other things are, you know, do you need a backpack with all your goodies, things that you want signed? When you register, you'll also find that you have, you know, lots of bits and bobs that you have to carry about with you. And an important point to remember is at registration, please bring proof of ID. It can be photographic ID or things like a debit or a credit card. But you do need those to be able to pick up your badge at registration. The other things are, you know, and people are like, oh, I never thought about that. Comfortable shoes. You know, you're doing a lot of walking, a lot of standing. Comfortable shoes is another thing that we say, you know, think about that. Things like clothing, the temperature can change. It can be very cold outside. You can come into the hotel, it can be very warm. Sometimes they'll have the air condition on, full blast, and then you'll feel cold. Mm-hmm. So things like, you know, bring hoodies, things like that, especially for people come from abroad. The British weather is very unpredictable and it's probably going to be cold and wet in February. So just something else to take note of. But I think that's, you know, that's some of the, you know, some of the things. Just think ahead about poses. You know, have a look online, see, get some ideas what people have done in their photograph sessions, because there's nothing worse when you're standing waiting for your photo. You get there, you stand in front of the guest, then you take a blank and go, because you don't know what you want to do in your photograph. And, you know, it's a memory. You want it to be the way that you want it. You know, there's nothing worse if you go, oh, that was a great idea you had in your photograph. I wish I had done that. So have a look online. You know, there'll be lots of photographs people have taken at conventions, you know, and get some ideas in your head, so that when you're ready to do your photo, you come away and you're happy with it. But yeah, but, I mean, we could go on forever, but that's the main ones.
The big thing for me, which I learned the hard way, was to pack snacks.
Yeah.
But speaking of all of that, though, are there things that aren't allowed in the convention just so that people don't pack them? Because, again, like if you're coming from abroad or whatever, you don't want to pack something in your suitcase that you know you're not going to be able to use in the convention.
Yeah, we just say to people, you know, don't bring open food for the guests. That's something slightly a bit off the topic there, but just something that comes to mind, because a lot of people will bring homemade food, things like that, but you couldn't really give that to the guests. We would say that you're not allowed to bring alcohol into the convention space. Likewise, you know, drugs, anything that's illegal, please do not bring it into the convention. Things like real weapons. You'll see on our website, we have a guide. If you have cosplay weapons that you've made that you want to bring, we will ask you to show them to a member of crew to make sure that we're happy with them, that you can have them in your photograph. So that's another thing. And again, just please do not enter the convention. If you don't have a ticket, you will be, you know, removed from the event, so that's just something else to keep in mind. I can't think of anything else. Can you think of anything else, Pauline?
No, I just think you've listed all the fun things that they can't do, so No, I'm with Angela. It's just common sense, really. It's just making sure that, as you said, it's mainly weapons. If you want to cosplay, sadly, you know, that'd be difficult to brush through the UK. We do understand it. But we do try and ask you to, you know, if it's going to be cosplay, to try and not make it look so realistic, just for your safety as well as ours. But apart from that, no, it's, as I said, we really want everybody to have a good time. And I don't think there's anything that, you know, that they can't really bring. I'm sure we can list a few things. I think we've got Facebook groups and things like that, that, again, any questions like this, we're more than happy to answer for you.
Going off that, though, with the panels, how would the panels be handled as far as, will videos be available later? Can you take photos of the panels? Can you videotape the panels on your own? Will they be able to see certain things later?
Regarding aspects such as videoing, we would say that, again, we are governed by contracts. It's not a case of that the convention can make a lot of decisions and basically do what they want to do. We do have contracts and we have to abide by those. And in the contracts, we're not permitted to record the panels. And that also applies to attendees, that there is no recording of the panels on a camera, on your phone, or anything like that. We will have members of crew in the main hall, and they will be checking to make sure that everybody is abiding by that rule. In regards to photographs, we say that, yes, you can take photographs. We do say for the first 5 minutes, flash photography only, and then after that, you can take photographs without the flash. But one thing we do want to say is, you're there to enjoy the event. When you're constantly taking photographs, you're losing out on part of that enjoyment. So we say, feel free to take as many photographs, but try and enjoy it, you know, and not be constantly taking photographs. We have our own photographer, Petra, who's a wonderful photographer. She will be taking photographs over the whole weekend, and we will share those on social media. We're not allowed to stream the panel, so unfortunately, you know, that's not something that we can do. If you want to see everything, come and join us. It's the first ever Warrior Nun convention. You want to be there. You don't want to miss out on this experience. It's going to be an amazing weekend. So, you know, come along, join us. But yeah, definitely try and just enjoy the moment, and yeah, take photographs, there's no problem with that, but just keep in mind there's people behind you, beside you, so if you're clicking a camera or standing up and down, it can also obstruct people, so we ask that you just be respectful of everyone around you if you're going to be taking photographs.
Well, that's lots of great information, and we'll certainly have, you know, links in our notes. But for those who are listening and want to go running right there now, Angela, maybe you could just share where folks can find this information online.
Absolutely. So we are on X, and our user ID on X is at HaloBearerUK. We also have our Instagram, which is HaloBearer. Facebook, we're on HaloBearer. We're also on Blue Sky and TikTok, again, under HaloBearer UK.
And then at your website, obviously, tickets and more information, I'm assuming?
Yep, absolutely. So our website is fanfusionuk.com. And on there, you'll find a list of all our conventions. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll find all the details you need to know for the convention. And again, if there's anything on there, please feel free to contact us if there's anything you're not sure about or you find that, you know, is not listed on the website.
So one final follow-up question. Is there a disability policy in place? I'm sure the information is also on the website and we will link to everything, like I said, in our show notes. But I'm just curious if you could give a little detail, if there is one, how it's being enforced, etc.
Yes, absolutely. This is something that is very important to our events, is, you know, being inclusive and making sure that everybody has the best weekend. If you have any accessibility requirements, please feel free to email us on info@fanfusionuk.com and we will be happy to help. We have things like a free carer's pass. So if you do require somebody to accompany you to the event to assist you over the weekend, we can provide you with a carer's pass. We also have our access pass. So if you have any condition where you are unable to stand for any length of time or you find it difficult being in a busy room, we can help you with that and provide seating. We also have circumstances where we can put you through the queues a little bit quicker so that it, you know, makes the weekend as memorable as possible for you. And again, we have members of crew all round about. So if you have something that happens on the weekend and you suddenly find that you need a little bit of help, then feel free to catch any of the members of crew and we'll be happy to offer any assistance that we're able to.
It's been wonderful getting a chance to talk with both of you about the con and the excitement. It's going to be so wonderful to see the fans there and everything. So we appreciate you taking the time to sit down and talk with us. And by all means, folks, we'll have the details in the show notes in terms of any of the links we've talked about, but you can reach out directly to them for details or to us here at the podcast, because all of us want to see you have a great time at the convention. So thank you again.
Thank you so much for having us on. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And we're so looking forward to meeting everybody next month. We're really going to have a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, I agree. Just to wrap everything up, as I said, Andrew and I are so appreciative of everybody that's bought tickets. And even if you can't make it to the event, you know, feel free to share. You know, there are people out there that probably don't know about us that would love to come to the event or unsure. So feel free to share our social medias, tell your friends about us, join our Facebook groups. Again, if you can't make it, you can always come in and just join in the chats. You know, we do certain things and we have, you know, competitions and all sorts every so often. So feel free to join it.
If you'd like to contact us here at Into the Halo, we offer a few different options. You can send us email at intothehalopodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter, where you can send us an @ or direct message at @WarriorNunPod. Or you can leave us a voice message if you go to speakpipe.com/intothehalopodcast. You can record up to a 90-second message or multiple messages for us. We'll have all of this information and much more also listed on our website, which you can find at warriornunpodcast.com. Thanks again for listening.